Hey everybody, it's a new crab diving podcast. Holy crap, it's exciting, isn't it?
It's a new day.
It is.
It's a new day with a crab diving show.
It's one day more.
We're going to change everything, right?
We are?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
Nothing.
Oh.
And we're going to change the whole podcast.
We are.
I'm going to make it more interactive with our viewership.
How is that?
And they actually is our listenership. Viewership. I don't know. I'm fucking around.
Are we going to take
I don't know. I was just trying to think of something to say at the beginning of this fucking thing.
It's a beautiful day here in scenic Koreatown, USA.
It's shitty.
It wasn't that bad. I walked the dog for like an hour.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was kind of a crappy weather day. It was kind of overcast and rainy.
I think there was a window of sun in the middle when you were doing – Ryan was on
The War on Idiocy.
The War on Idiocy podcast.
Yeah, with Rick Wood.
Rick Wood's podcast.
He's a comic friend of mine. He's hilarious. I'm doing a show with him this Friday at the Ho-Ho Show. There's going to be famous people on that show. I'm excited. Brendan Walsh and Rick Shapiro are going to be on
that.
Yeah, it's going to be really fucking fun. It's going to be dark and horrible. It really is. It's a bunch of 30 motherfuckers. I can't wait. I had something. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just looking at the at our hits on crabdiving.com.
Oh, really?
And some of the things that bring people to the site.
Which are?
Stuffed squirrel taxidermy.
That's that picture of the squirrel riding the snake, right?
We do, yeah. On Facebook, if you guys go to facebook.com/crabdiving,
mm-hmm.
you'll see our page, and we have caption contests there.
A lot of people just like us.
Yeah, like that fucker. We'll just, in the caption contest, we'll pick funny pictures and just ask people to put captions to them. And one of the ones we did is a stuffed squirrel. It's a taxidermy.
Yeah.
Taxidermed? What do you say? It's
taxidermied.
Taxidermied?
Stuffed.
Stuffed squirrel.
Taxidermized.
That they put on top of a stuffed snake as if the squirrel is riding it like a bucking bronco.
It has reins. The snake has reins around its fangs.
And it even has a little cowboy hat in its little squirrel hand. But so that picture is people are Googling that and they're finding crabdiving.com. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if we've talked about this before, but a term that keeps coming up, sending people to the site, Justin Bieber wank. Or Justin Bieber wanks is another one.
How are people finding us because of that?
You did a posting and you called Justin Bieber a wanker.
Oh, really? I don't even remember.
He was doing a British accent in some interview.
What a fucking jerk off.
And you did a blog posting and you called him a wanker.
Yeah, he
in
is.
The post. So somehow, for some reason, that term has gotten ranking on Google.
Yeah.
And
that's awesome.
People, some sick asshole is Googling Justin Bieber wanks.
Oh my God.
Or Justin Bieber wank.
What do they think they're going to find? All of a sudden, a bunch of pictures of him jacking off?
Yeah, like there's pictures of Justin Bieber.
Why would
Bieber
you search that?
Off.
Why would you search that?
I don't ask me. Maybe there's fakes out there that people want to look at.
Oh, that's hilarious. I bet there are.
And they're not getting what they're looking for on our crab site.
Crab site. Crabdiving.com.
Crabdiving.com.
I commented on a caption contest on the one where the guy's walking down the street pulling a wagon with a deer head on his describe that?
I think it's a woman.
Yeah.
Somebody took a picture out of a car window.
Yeah.
Of apparently a woman pulling a little red wagon. In the wagon is a bunch of bullshit, but strapped to her back is a taxidermed stuffed taxidermy.
It looks like it's on her head. It looked like she was wearing.
No, she's wearing it on her back, like a backpack.
My God. Did you see my comment?
No, I didn't.
No, look on it. My comment's good.
To open Facebook.
Here, you got it. Here, I'll open it. I just type F into my fucking address bar, and it brings it right up. I
say not felching Filipinas. This is the first thing that comes up.
Ah, felching Filipinos. Let me see. Crab diving. Oh wait, there it is. David Lynch extra.
Nice.
Stupid. It does look a little David Lynchy with that.
It is. It's kind of odd.
Yeah.
So go to Crap Diving on Facebook, and you'll see a bunch of crazy pictures that you can caption and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So participate. We're trying to participate in social media and all that bullshit.
Trying to be a part of the solution rather than the problem.
The online community.
Yeah. It's so shitty. I sit on Facebook. Like. I wish you could dislike shit. I have so many of my friends put shit up I hate. It really is. Facebook to me, I read like my stream, my timeline. It's a bunch of shitheads. A lot of it.
Well, you use your Facebook
for comedy.
I
don't even know.
You have a gazillion friends.
Yeah, I don't know half of my friends.
Yeah, of which you barely know. I've tried to keep my Facebook to pretty much people
good for you.
I actually
good
know.
For you.
So my stream,
the Nobel Peace Prize.
So your, my stream isn't as
your stream is pure
vapid. It's pretty vapid. You've got a but great not stream. I have a pure stream on Facebook. I forgot what I was going to talk about.
What? Your first story?
Oh, no. Last time we talked about gun control. Yeah. Actually, the last two podcasts, I think we brought up gun control because of what's been going on, obviously.
Yeah. People getting fucking shot. Wow.
And also, recently you and I were talking about Arizona.
Yeah.
Where a bunch of, it's either senators or we'll just call them legislators, have proposed a bill to force high school students.
Oh my God. Yeah.
To recite an oath to the country, to the Constitution, before they're allowed to receive their diploma at graduation.
Uh huh. And what's the oath?
The end of it, the atheists are freaking.
Yeah.
Because the last word in the official oath that these guys are proposing is something like, so help me God.
Send the drones. That exactly. I'd be like, warm them up, motherfuckers. I'd be waking up people right now. I'd be like, hey, wake up the little fuckers that have to sit in their cube and pilot the drones. I'm sending them to Phoenix.
So these it was proposed by Representative Bob Thorpe.
What an asshole.
And guess what party he belongs to?
The Teabaggers.
Exactly. Freshman Tea Party member.
What an asshole.
And he's also one who has either co-sponsored or he also backs a bill that they're trying to pass that will prevent any enforcement of any federally mandated gun laws.
What?
So, and this is happening in a few states. This ties into the gun law, to the gun control stuff we talked about. They are trying to say that If the federal government passes any legislation restricting any kind of gun purchases or anything, that in our state there will be no enforcement of those laws.
That's stupid. You can't let people behave like that. You can't let them behave like that.
I'm sure that's the kind of stuff they tried to propose back in the 60s.
Man, Obama has got to get out the executive order tablet and start motherfucking writing.
But there's only so much he can do. He's not the Uber Führer. He can't.
He's a president.
Right, but executive order even has limits to
what
he can do.
He's got to get these fuckers in line because you can't have people. you can't have people blurring the line of church and state and. Even understand this shit. What is up with these teabaggers? So they want God in the school, but at the same time they want everybody to have automatic weapons so then they can go shoot up the fucking school. So which is it?
They want God and guns in school. They started backtracking because of the uproar that was caused with the whole God line. Even though they're trying to pass other legislation requiring all students 1st through 12th grade to say the Pledge of Allegiance every day.
Yeah. Even if you're a Jehovah's Witness? Because you don't have to say it if you're Jehovah's Witness.
Right. They're saying that schools must set aside time for the pledge each day, but students may choose whether to participate.
Good heavens.
But these people want to require all students to say it every day.
You know what, man? You know what school is? You know what high school and college and junior college is for? It's for treating you it's training you on how to behave at a fucking job. And I've never had a job where at the beginning of the workday you stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. I never had that. Why are we doing this? School is to train you to go get a job, right? It's educating you so you can go do what the fuck ever.
And be a productive member of society.
Yeah, you don't pray before lunch. You don't pray. You don't pray at the beginning of the day. You don't pray at the end of the day. None of that.
You can.
You can if you want.
If you want.
Keep it to yourself.
Don't
let me hear you.
Don't tell me to pray.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking crazy.
And don't, you know, I'm not a big fan of the whole "so help me God" thing.
No. What is that on "so help me God"?
Or "one nation under God."
One nation under God.
In the pledge, right?
Yep, that's right.
Which was put in the 50s as a response. I think it was like a response to, you know, when McCarthyism became famous and popular. And, oh my God, communists. And it's kind of like now.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to bring back the communist and socialist. Obama's a socialist. He's a communist.
This bullshit is all white noise. And at one point,
literally, old white noise.
It's old white noise. That's
old,
so
rich
true.
White noise.
At some point, none of this will be relevant. Like in 10 years from now, we're not going to have these discussions. When there's no fucking way. People will progress away from this ridiculous way of thinking because these old white fuckers are going to die.
Right. Like gay marriage. Yeah. And like,
right.
Probably the drug laws.
Probably the drug laws.
Hopefully.
People are going to get tired. People are going to get tired of arresting people for smoking weed and shit, you know?
They already are. Except for those that run all those private prisons.
Yeah,
true. Those are the people who are lobbying, or the corporations, right, which are people, according to the Supreme Court. Those are the corporations that are lobbying and spending money against the reform of drug laws.
Mm-hmm.
They want to keep throwing people in jail because that's how they make money.
Oh. Well, that sucks.
Right.
Totally sucks, man.
It's another one of those, you know, giant mega conglomerates of people that, you know, there's now a whole business behind. A lot of the states have gone and privatized a lot of their prisons.
Mm-hmm. So it's a money-making operation.
Right, exactly.
That's the interest. The interest isn't reforming people or protecting society from lunatics. It's making
like,
money.
It's like hotels. You want to have asses in beds.
Yeah.
So for those private prisons to make money, they got to have prisoners.
Now we're fucking lazy. We don't want to do it. So they're like, well, let this company do it. We'll just pay them.
Yeah. I think it's prisons.
Fucking ridiculous.
Prisons is something that should probably stay not privatized.
We shouldn't be making money off of it. We're okay.
Right.
We make plenty of money in this mm-hmm. country. We don't need that industry. We really don't. Fucking nuts.
So, I got some other stories.
Yeah.
This happened in Spain, and it makes me want to just go book an appointment for a vasectomy right away and not have kids. An 11-year-old boy
Uh-oh.
In Spain sent a text message to his dad.
Ugh.
He was kidnapped.
Okay.
The dad is a cop. Called the kid back, and the kid, I don't know, I guess pretended or whatever. He said he was snatched while he was out taking the trash.
I'm so sorry.
While he was out taking the trash.
Yeah.
And that he was locked in a car trunk.
Ugh.
Being taken somewhere.
Was this kid lying?
And then he hung up.
Uh-huh.
They sent out a nationwide alert. All cops in Portugal were notified in case he slipped across the border.
Uh-huh.
I guess it's near the Spain and Portuguese border. Then the dad noticed that the keys to another house that they owned was missing.
This little fucker! Oh!
Went out there and found the kid was there.
What an asshole.
It turns out the kid was afraid about a parent-teacher conference that was coming
God!
Up. So he faked his kidnapping to try to avoid going to that parent-teacher conference.
Oh, he made it worse. That's like a really fucked up episode of Leave It to Beaver. Oh, my gosh. So what happened to the kid? Did they string him up?
No, they didn't string him up. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen
to him? What do they do to him in Spain? Make him fight the bull?
Although at 11, who the hell knows?
Mm-hmm.
11 is probably age of consent.
Yeah, it probably is. They're like kind of lax on that kind of shit over there, aren't they?
They're not cool with him him faking his own kidnapping, but they're okay if he goes out and fucks a hooker.
Yeah. You can't fake a kidnapping.
Not a cool thing to do.
No, I don't know. Funny, though. I mean, it seems like a 1987 comedy feature starring, like, Corey Feldman. And, I don't know. Who else would be in it? Hey, who's that?
Corey Haim.
Nancy McKeon would be in it.
Oh, wow. From
Facts of Life.
Facts of Life.
Joe. The real
She was a lesbian, right?
Yeah, she had to be. Yeah. She had to be a lesbian. Do you remember her first episode of The Facts of Life? She came in there and they all went out to a party one night and they all get arrested for underage drinking or something.
No, I don't remember.
Oh, my God. I bet nobody knows Facts of Life. I bet nobody knows that pop culture reference.
Maybe not, because it doesn't seem like it's one of those that's running everywhere. Like Seinfeld runs everywhere. And
Blair was supposed to be hot, and in retrospect, she wasn't.
She found Jesus.
She's really,
yeah,
Blair?
Yeah, she's like big time. She's like Kirk Cameron.
Oh, yeah. You know who was doing the vagina monologues in Chicago for a long time?
How do you go from Jesus to the vagina monologues?
We were talking about the Facts of Life. Okay. I'm so sorry. Tootie. Tootie.
Oh, really? Tootie?
Tootie was doing the vagina monologues.
So this week, something went viral, and it's just horrific, and now they're trying to decide whether it's real or not. And this girl is now, a meme. Mm. Her name is Giovanna Plowman. Plowman?
Yeah.
And on her now deleted Facebook page, I'm reading this from the Huffington Post, she had a video.
Mm-hmm.
In which she's talking to the camera, and then she appears to pull out a bloody tampon.
Oh, God.
And put it in her mouth.
Why?
This says
she's a vampire.
KnowYourMeme.com points out. They say there's lots of speculation as to whether it's authentic. Some people suspect the tampon was dipped in tomato sauce or some other red liquid.
Uh-huh.
So now, for some reason, Tampon Girl has become popular this week.
Because she filmed herself pulling a tampon out of her vagina, and then she sucked it.
Well, you can see her from, in the video, I guess, you can see her from the waist up, and then she looks down.
Oh, it's fake.
She reaches down, and she pulls up.
A tampon dipped in strawberry juice or something.
Right, and then proceeds to suck on it.
Well, how did she think of that?
Don't ask.
That's fascinating. Shit. Tell you what, I mean, listen, maybe if we wanted hits bad enough on crab diving, I guess we could do something like that. Start a meme. Let me suck this tampon off.
Great.
Wonderful. Oh, the internet's horrible.
It is.
It really is.
It is. She's not, she looks like she's somebody who might be on besthotgirlspicks.com.
Oh, she's hot?
Sometime in the future, though.
Oh, my gosh. What's her name again?
She looks pretty young. Ooh. But she's got a low cut thing on, and she's got her two young breasts out for everyone to see. Speaking of besthotgirlspicks.com, yeah. It's time to do our promo.
That's right. You should go to besthotgirlspicks.com for your NSFW wanking needs.
Exactly. It's NSFW, but it doesn't show the brown or pink part.
Nope. No fur burger.
That's right.
God damn it.
Site's been doing well.
Yeah.
What are
our top search terms?
on BHGP?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Hot Black Girls is a popular one. I know it has been recently.
Panty Slip?
Panty Slip is a big one.
What do we rank on Panty Slip?
I think we're near the first page.
For real?
Panty Slip.
Oh, my God.
If you Google Panty Slip, Best Hot Girls Pick, and turn off your safe search.
Yeah, yeah.
Best Hot Girls Picks. Hopefully we'll show up.
Pride.
So this posting is a cute panties, sexy yoga girl, booty chakra. What we have here is, wow. This is a girl in a really, really small bikini bottom.
She's hot.
She's got, it looks like a cut up t-shirt on top, which is, she's got her hands up over her head and she seems to be posing towards the sun. She's on the beach, I guess, or she's in the water. There's water in the background. And she's got long reddish hair, and she looks to be worshiping the sun. And the t-shirt is just as close to showing nipple.
Yep.
Raising up. Okay, so go to besthotgirlspicks.com. you can hit the search and go to chakra, maybe, and this one will pop
up. The only
or
one
yoga, if you
the
don't
word
know how to
chakra.
Spell chakra. And read along with this posting composed by the wordsmith to my left right now, Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
Cute panties, sexy yoga girl shows booty chakra. Is this outfit the blonde hot babe's most favoritist? Sexy Jen chick has a great ass. It's gonna be a buzzkill when her bottom half morphs into snapper.
Like she's a mermaid. Morphs into snapper.
Oh, okay.
Like she's right
I
next
get
to
it.
The fucking...
I get it. It's gonna be a buzzkill when her bottom half morphs into snapper.
So dumb.
Best Hot Girls Picks Awards, this pick a jizzle drop and four soaked sizzler towelettes.
Yeah.
If you would like your restaurant's napkins mentioned in any BHGP post, please send a note to info@besthotgirlspicks.com. Squirt!
Yeah, if you have a restaurant out there that you want you want mentioned in a promo, right. send us a note with a $100 bill in the envelope, and I will work it in.
We'll be happy to work it in.
We'll link to your menu.
So go to besthotgirlspicks.com, and then when you're done there... Or if you're going to go buy some shit, if you're going to buy anything on the internet, anywhere, anything you got to buy, go to crabdiving.com and look at our Amazon banner.
Tap our portal.
Okay, tap our portal on
Amazon. Tap our Amazon portal.
And portal. Go buy some shit there. We get a little tit back. We get a little kick back.
We get a tit back. I will take one tit back.
And
like a tit back.
We get a commission.
It's like a weird cut of meat. Hey, can you give me a breast, a leg, and a tit back?
I'll have the tit back,
KFC. Chicken's got a little nipple on it. Tit back. That's funny as fuck.
Speaking of little nipples, I've got a story out of Juneau, Alaska.
Oof, okay.
And it's at an exotic dancers.
Shout out to my brother that lives up in Alaska in Talkeetna to all our listeners.
All of our listeners in Talkeetna, Alaska.
Woohoo!
In Juneau, apparently there's a place, dance club called Silk Exotic.
Oh my God. And I work at an Alaskan strip club. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, I'm sure they're hot in Juneau.
Oh my God.
It doesn't say what night this was either. It was 9:30 at night, so at least it wasn't the afternoon shift, which is usually the C-section crowd, right?
Oof. Yeah, it is a C-section and or...
The chicks with the...
Amputee.
Just kidding. The amputee so stripper.
Oh, I'm an asshole. Probably is an amputee stripper.
It's really
stripper.
Hard to hold on to the pole. She keeps flying off the pole.
God.
Maybe that stripper that was killed. Did you hear about that? There was a...
Oh, yeah, I did.
The stripper that...
She wasn't wearing a helmet.
Maybe she was an amputee stripper and she was trying to spin around and she flew off.
Maybe.
But there was a stripper killed recently who fell over a railing in like a multi-level strip club and hit her head and shit.
That's horrible.
See, it's a dangerous job, people.
I don't want to die in a strip bar.
Appreciate those
or a
strippers.
Bar. For God's sakes. Dude, if you're ever with me at a bar
your odds are pretty high these days.
Yeah. Just kick me out. Yeah,
those comedy clubs.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Silk Exotic in Juneau, Alaska, cops were called to break up a fight.
Okay.
Two of the ladies.
Yep.
Got into a fight on stage.
Uh-oh.
Over a dollar.
Oh, God damn it. A dollar?
A customer was trying to give them, give $1 to one of the dancers, but another one apparently started taking it. It said that they both fell to the floor, punched each other, and pulled each other's hair.
That's not the first time Raven did that to Sakura. A buck?
A buck.
Oh.
One of the dancers involved in the fight is pregnant.
Oh, Jesus Christ! She's stripping while pregnant? How many months? What trimester is she on?
Both women were cited for disorderly conduct.
Jeez. Thinks so, she...
God, yeah, I want to watch the pregnant one.
My fetus is being rotated around a stripper pole. Nice. Oh, my God. At least it's music. At least I get to hear music into the womb. They say that's good for a baby.
Maybe she's dancing to Mozart. It's mommy, helping the baby's intelligence.
Mommy, why am I getting nudged with a $20 bill?
My son's a genius because
Don't stick a 50 in me. Hit my kid.
I stripped to Mozart.
Oh, gross. There's a finger sticking out of that one. Oh, my God. Not for nothing, that last stripper was crowning.
Maybe the baby gross. Grabs the dollars.
Yeah, the baby grabs the dollars.
Pulls it back up.
That seems like a fart story. Woman gives birth to a child, gives birth to a child clutching 20 singles. Gross.
I don't think we can go without mentioning your home state.
Florida.
Of Florida. I've got a story on the smoking gun.
About someone jacking off in a median on the expressway.
No, I wish it was jacking off. According to the smoking gun, smoking gum. .com. Smokinggun.com.
Sorry.
A Florida man is facing 10 years in federal prison.
Oh, no.
He pled guilty to product tampering.
Oh, God.
And this, I believe, I don't know which city this took place in. It probably says further on when I read farther. Oh, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. It's a big city down there.
At a CVS in Jacksonville.
Uh-oh.
Okay. This guy, Ronald Robinson.
Okay. So wait, he tampered with a product.
He did.
Can I guess what product? Can I take a guess?
Several times.
Okay, I have a guess. Eye makeup remover. A tube of eye makeup remover.
No.
Okay.
He repeatedly purchased some of these items, of which come six to a box. They come six to a box. And he used them, then replaced them in the boxes and glued the bottoms of the boxes back to appear that they had not been used.
Oh, fuck me. He buys them and then goes back in the store and just puts them back on the shelf?
He returned them. Officially.
Oh, my God.
Apparently one of the employees.
He jacks off in it and then seals it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Thank God.
Suspicious employee, apparently at CVS, somebody was on the ball at CVS in Jacksonville, after he had returned them this item for multiple times, they got suspicious, examined the box and noticed that the bottoms had been glued back on the items.
Okay.
Opened it up and it appeared that they may have been used.
Oh my God. What the fuck is this?
They found out that these items previously... had not been noticed when he brought them back, had been put back on the shelf, and sold.
Oh, gross. This is going to be horrible.
Enemas.
Oh.
Ready-to-use CVS enemas.
I mean, that would be a great episode of House. Figure out, like, what happened to somebody.
Well, that's what they're talking about. The FDA said that, you know, people could get HIV, Salmonella, Hep B, Hep C.
A lot of shit, huh? Pre-shove a fucking enema up their ass and you put it in your ass?
Exactly.
Oh my God, I just want to, just immediately just start stabbing yourself.
So it's get 10 years and faces $250,000 fine.
Oh, I'm sure he has it. He'll just write a check. No problem.
They say that he probably will go away for the maximum because he has a lengthy rap sheet.
What else did he do? I bet he did some pretty gnarly shit.
When he brought them back, he told people that he purchased them for his mother, but she no longer needed them.
Oh, for your mom? Fuck me. What a creep.
They don't say how many CVS customers may have been, may have used the tainted.
Tainted.
Enemas.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Listen.
I paused and pointed.
Oh, yeah. Who's getting enemas at CVS?
And it says some of the enemas they found that were used contained fecal matter.
Well, oh, God.
So there you go. Welcome to Florida, ladies and gentlemen.
Great state. Listen, who's like stocking up on enemas? Do you buy them in a sixer, a six pack?
A six pack.
No, seriously, is it a single?
This one says it's a six pack.
Shut up.
You probably buy them in individual packages, but I think this is a six pack of enema.
How often are you supposed to enema?
I don't know.
I don't do it.
I don't enema either.
That's gross.
Maybe he's gay and he's preparing for anal.
Oh, really? Was he saving money, or is this one of those fucked up, like, crazy things that you do?
I have a feeling it's a fucked up crazy thing.
It's not like he's saving money. Well, he uses the enema. He's like, well, why shouldn't I just get my money back?
Maybe it's...
God.
Maybe he's part of the oppressed 99%.
Oh, wow. What a fucked up story that is, man.
Yeah, nice, huh?
That's horrible.
That's all I got.
Oh, wow. What else do you need? I mean, that's atrocious.
Yeah, let's end the show on a guy who took used enemas.
Oh, my God.
So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the latest Crab Diving Podcast.
Thank you so much for listening and tuning in and telling your friends to tune in. And
absolutely. And like us on our Facebook page. Yeah. Go to our YouTube page, which we've kind of neglected because we've been doing a lot of podcasts. But we'll get back there. And go to crabdiving.com.
Go to crabdiving.com.
Etc.
Best.girlspicks.com.
We'll be back in a few days. Thanks for listening, and peace out.
Go fuck yourself.